We're on the bright side of the road, talking solar industry here at Rosie on the House with Dan King of Harm and Solar. Welcome back to the conversation. I want to press a rewind button and bring y'all back all up to date, all of those that are you listening. I've been around long enough to see the solar water heater surge back in the 1980s. Everyone was getting them mounted on their house because they were all but free, given the government subsidies of the industry. It wasn't until about the mid-90s they realized, well, we hadn't quite gotten the science and the technology as far along as we should have. And most of those, I don't know that one in 10,000 that were installed in the 80s are still on a roof today. And then in the late 90s and the early 2000s, we come up with some new incentives for a solar industry that has progressed immeasurably over those two decades. And we've got a huge surge in solar, particularly photovoltaic applications that now come in and are introduced into the market, again, backed by huge tax incentives and manufacturer subsidies. And everybody who ever have seen the sunshine becomes a solar contractor. And I warned y'all.
It can't be that hard, right? Just a panel and you plug it in, right?
I warned you, listeners. I warned you, listeners, and I warned you, listeners. Stick with the people that have been around a long time. Every roofer became a solar guy. Every plumber became a solar guy. Every electrician became a solar guy. And many, even from outside the industry, became a solar contractor installer. Well, Harmon Solar has been around a long time. They are one of the very, very few that have earned a Rosie on the House certification in the entire state of Arizona. We're proud to have Dan King in here talking about it. And now we've got all these questions that people have been sending in to us. But before I get to that, the sales versus leasing conversation, we need a bigger segment for that. So we're going to wait for after the bottom of the hour. But in this short segment, one of the things I wanted to talk about was that peak loading, because we're talking about net metering and we're loading up the lines. We're going to have to get to a whole ton of phone calls here. But before we do, we're talking net metering. We're talking about the definition of a kilowatt. We're talking about what is a kilowatt really valued at, depending which direction it's going, who's getting it, who's paying for it, who's crediting it for it. But in all of that, we're going to add this peak demand issue. Can you explain that a little bit?
Wow, I don't think we have enough time to get into that. But I guess as simply put would be, The peak demand is the measure of the amount of energy that your home is taking at any point in time. And the utility companies, when they do those rates, those are typically done and measured when you're on peak. And what they do is they measure it in 30 minutes or hour increments. I think SRP does it in 30 and APS does it in an hour. And they measure the amount of energy that your home is taking at any point in time. And over your bill cycle, the highest amount, so your highest point that you set sets the rate that you get for that charge that month on your bill.
So Dan wants to have a few buddies over, mm-hmm. and kids and grandkids and neighborhood kids for maybe a tailgate party some Friday afternoon or Saturday. And so you turn the air conditioners down so the house will be nice and comfortable. You've got the pool motor going. You've got all the electric devices in the kitchen going. And you're peaking at, you know, a peak rate of 16, 17, 18, huh? And now they're going to capture that and assess a surcharge for you at that max rate, even though 30 and a half days of the month, you're down at about,
well, that's only for that. That's only for that one half hour or hour time frame. So it's even more defined than half a day, even, or one day.
And it stretches through the entire month.
Well, they measure that only on peak times. So typically on peak times would be Monday through Friday, no holidays. So Saturday and Sunday wouldn't qualify.
Right.
And I think that it's typically in the afternoon. You know, you're going to run from 1 to 8, 1 to 7, 2 to something like that.
Right.
I don't know specifically.
SRP's got the 3 to 8,
right,
easy 3,
right,
whatever
so
they call it.
That's the time frame. So again, you know, we can talk about it negatively or we can talk about it positively, because the kilowatt hour cost in those rate plans are really inexpensive. So if you can control your demand, which we can, during that peak time, then you can I guess, play or manipulate that rate to your advantage.
We call it beat the system.
Beat the system. There you go.
That's whatever, what we call it.
Whatever
we
you call it.
Call super cooling. Beat the system.
Yep, absolutely.
It's in the rules. It's legal. You can do it, right?
And you know what? The utility companies have already told us if we can do that for them, they're perfectly fine with that. There's no more cost shift, according to them.
It'll actually – and people say, well, Rosie, you're actually increasing your consumption of KWs. Yes, I am. But I'm doing it at a time, at a place, the utility companies have excess, they need to distribute it, and I'm eliminating the peaks.
Yep.
And they build new power plants to meet the peaks.
Yep.
And if we're not hitting as high a peaks as we were at one time, we can actually reduce the demand for that next power generating plant to ever being built.
Exactly, not even have to have it built.
It's the greenest thing on the planet. Yep. So managing to your peak load.
Right.
It's what we thought when SRP instigated this new program would keep solar from being practical in their service area. Now that we've learned how to manipulate it and work it without significantly asking you to change your lifestyle, SRP now is wide open for residential solar applications. More with Dan King of Harmon Solar. I'm going to get to Johnny's question, Brad's question, and Chuck's question, but you're going to get to my question too. Let's clarify lease versus buy.